are eligible by law. On Election Day this November, there's going to be about 650,000 people across the country who are being held in local jails, and most of those people are voter eligible, but they won't be able to cast a ballot.
While some people support expanding voting rights to those currently and previously incarcerated, others maintain that not having this right is an appropriate punishment for committing a crime. If people with criminal convictions disregard the law, why should they have a say in the lawmaking process?
The most common argument about taking the franchise away from people who are convicted of felonies is by committing a crime against society, you have lost your right to participate in the society. And that's an argument that actually extends past voting and has also been used to justify things like prohibiting people with felony convictions from serving on juries, right? Which means that some of the people who are most knowledgeable about the criminal justice system and its perils and its errors are not able to be part of the criminal procedure.
Another critique is that by breaking the law, people convicted of crimes have shown that they don't care about participating in civic life. But there's actually evidence that this isn't true. In 2019, Cook County Jail in Chicago became the country's first jail-based polling place, and voter turnout surprised many experts.
Studies are showing that folks incarcerated at Cook County are voting at higher rates than the actual city of Chicago. And so what we're seeing is this debunking of the theory or idea that folks incarcerated don't want to participate. They lack the knowledge to whatever it may be.
That being said, if you commit a crime, there are going to be consequences. However, it's important to remember that prisons are supposed to rehabilitate, not just punish. Thedford says that allowing people with felony convictions to vote helps them reintegrate into communities and feel like productive members of society rather than outcasts.
There are studies that show that restoration increases success on reentry and makes people feel part of their community and ultimately increasing public safety. And what we want and what we want to prioritize for folks who are incarcerated is rehabilitation rather than punishment. And I think we've gotten so used to in America with our criminal legal system to punish individuals that we forget that in order for folks to come out and be productive members of society, we need to increase practices and methods that provide rehabilitation.
He adds that current voting restrictions also disproportionately affect people of color. On average, African American adults are excluded at a rate that's 3 times higher than all other Americans.
We know that Black people are disproportionately locked up. And in addition, if you look at the states that still have harsh voter disenfranchisement laws on the books, there are states like Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, states that are well known for having high rates of incarceration, and particularly states that have large Black populations.
And none of this is going unnoticed. On both the state and federal level, progress is being made to expand voting rights to people with felony convictions. While it doesn't look like any bills will pass before November, it's promising that significant change will be made for future elections.
At the federal level, there have been a few pieces of legislation that have been introduced. One, the Democracy Restoration Act, which has been introduced for several years. And essentially, that would reenfranchise folks who have not finished probation parole, but those who are living in their communities and no longer incarcerated. At the state level, there have been several wins over the last few years, and there's actually a trend for expanding access to the ballot for folks with felony convictions.
Just this year, California, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, and Oregon have introduced bills with provisions to expand voting rights. And in addition to legislation, governors of states like Virginia and Kentucky have issued executive orders that have reenfranchised thousands of people convicted of felonies. Bertram says these steps will all help to strengthen American democracy. As a country, she believes we need more voices to be heard, not less.
We are nearly unparalleled as a democracy in how few people turn out to vote. We need more people coming out to vote, not fewer, right? And in particular, if we want to be pushing for social justice, we need more people coming out to vote. So these are really counterproductive laws from that standpoint. It's also just unfair. There's, when you commit a crime, you receive a sentence. That sentence is your punishment. The judge does not, say, and in addition, I don't want you to vote. And there's a good reason why they can't say that. They can't say it because that is a basic right that is enshrined in our Constitution for everyone. No matter what you did, you should be able to cast a ballot.
To find out more about Reginald Thedford Jr., Wanda Bertram, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus. Unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy Drummond thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees, extra.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Extreme, unrelenting heat during the summer months is just part of the new norm in many areas across the South and West, where it was already hot to begin with and now feels unbearable to be outside for even a few minutes. So far this summer, more than 2,500 towns across the U.S. have matched or broken their all-time heat records. Earlier this month, Palm Springs in California topped a new high of 124 degrees. Las Vegas in Nevada also set a record of 120 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. And it's not just singular days or weeks of extreme heat anymore. In many communities, these triple-digit temperatures are lingering for months. Last year, more than 2,300 people died from complications stemming from excessive heat exposure. This is an all-time record for heat-related deaths, according to the CDC data. Yet experts are already predicting that this year will end in a high number. If you're heading outside, even if it's for 20 or 30 minutes, take extra precautions. Always pack more water than you think, wear light-colored, breathable clothing, and tell at least two people where you're going. Keep an eye out for symptoms of heat exhaustion like heavy sweating, nausea, dizziness, muscle spasms, and red skin patches that appear in clusters. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The New York Times recently published a list of the 100 greatest books of the 21st century so far. Admittedly, I haven't read all of the books on the list, but I have read a bunch. The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay is incredible. Ditto The Road by Cormac McCarthy. But inevitably, the list just made me think about some of my favorite books that didn't get a mention. So here are three more of the best books of the century, according to me. First, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer tells the story of Oscar, a precocious 9-year-old boy who lost his father in 9/11 and is on a quest to find what lock is opened by a strange key his father left behind. The novel also features a timeline about Oscar's grandparents and the firebombing of Dresden during World War II. It includes plenty of tender, open-hearted writing that will absolutely devastate you, but in exactly the right way. The second book on my list is I'm Thinking of Ending Things by Ian Reid, which is maybe the most unsettling book I've ever read. And I read a lot of horror. The book is about a man bringing his girlfriend to meet his parents on their farm for what turns out to be a creepy and disastrous trip. Full of tension and musings on the nature of a relationship heading south, Reid's novel is short enough to read in one sitting, but creepy enough that I had to put it down a few times. And finally, my favorite book of the century to date is Stephen King's 11/22/63. King himself submitted a ballot for the New York Times list and controversially included a work of his own, Under the Dome. But for my money, 11/22/63 is the superior work. The novel is about a man who goes through a time portal to 1958 to stop the assassination of John F. Kennedy. While that's the premise, the trick of the book is that it's actually just about living in the past. Full of rich details from the 50s and 60s, 11/22/63 is at times a romance and at times a pulse-pounding sci-fi novel that doesn't overstay its welcome, even at 849 pages. Interestingly, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, I'm Thinking of Ending Things, and 11/22/63 have all been adapted to the screen. But I don't think any of those adaptations come even close to the magic of the source novels. And I think even viewers of those adaptations will find plenty to love in the original texts. I'm Evan Rook.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select a new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
to change. Things will go your way if you hold on for one more day. Can you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way. Hold on for one more day.
One FM sounds like this.
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Avenue. Rocket in the night, take it higher. Electric Avenue. Rocket in Miami, Miami. Electric Avenue.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies today. Northwest winds 5 to 15 and highs will reach the middle 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Upper 40s early Monday morning. Mostly sunny, upper 70s Monday afternoon, and a couple of sprinkles will be possible. Currently 49 degrees.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
Smile.
last to seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand.
For listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
I'm and she lives for me. Says she lives for me, ovation. Who will motivate? She comes out and she goes for me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do whatever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse.
FM.
The lights are on, but you're not home. You're mine.
is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
From my window. staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there.
Where?
There, there's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
well,
there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But if looks good kill, there's a
FM.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer. Only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Summer's greatest hits are going on now, and Macy's one-day sale has deals so good they won't last long. Shop incredible limited-time specials, like back-to-school looks for $20 and under, great home updates like bath towels, now $6.99, and 50 to 70% off fine jewelry, because why not? Don't wait. Our one-day sale ends Sunday night at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies today. Northwest winds 5 to 15 and highs will reach the middle 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s early Monday morning. Mostly sunny, upper 70s Monday afternoon, and a couple of sprinkles will be possible. Currently 49 degrees.
Shadow crosses mine. What it takes to come alive.
shadow.